Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Off the John Setting playlist, rapper turned preacher from Bad Boy, Mace, the least talented member of the Bad Boy stable, if I may.
Oh, not true.
My least favorite. Mace raps like this.
Mace, can you please stop smoking the law? Puff, why try? I'm a thug, I'm a die. I'll be out in Jersey.
I got no emotion in my voice. I'm Mace. You know what? I was Puffy's choice. Biggie never should have died. It should have been me. Sorry I said that, B. I'm Mace.
If I had to make a list of the five worst rappers of all time, Mace would be on that list along with Tom Hanks' kid and a couple of other people. Just saying.
What about Ryan Phillippe?
Yeah, we're going to play that in a little bit because I haven't heard it yet. I wanted to wait until the show to get my honest reaction. I don't hate Ryan Phillippe. Why did he rap on Sway in the morning? Because that's what you do?
I think you have to. It looked like he was reading off his phone, so which I don't have a problem if you write down lyrics.
I do. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Before we launch into some Run the Jewels, this dude called during the break with something pretty interesting. Sir, what's your name?
Seth.
Oh, very nice. And what is it that we can do for you, Seth?
I'm the other Jew. So I really want to be in radio, but I cannot afford to be an intern, and I definitely can't afford to go to broadcasting school to get started with that. Okay. So do you guys have any advice?
Yeah, don't go into radio. That was pretty easy.
I would love to do it. I love to talk, just like you guys.
Yeah, we're good at it, though.
How do you know I'm not good at it, Drew?
I've talked to you for 15 seconds now, and you failed to impress me.
Why? Because my voice sounds like...
Oh, no. I didn't have any problem with your voice itself. It was the things you were saying.
Well, Drew, you weren't a professional in the beginning either.
No, no one is a professional in the beginning. That's why it's the beginning, before you're a professional. And when I started, I was hot garbage. But someone showed faith in me, thank God. And some 20-something years later...
Well, I'm warm garbage.
If I can just continue what I was saying before you rudely interrupted me, which can only be done by the person with the microphone, by the way. You'll learn that if you ever decide to go into radio, which I encourage people to follow their dreams. It's a gratifying way to make a living. It certainly is, but it's not for everyone. John Senning?
How old are you, sir?
I'm 39.
Nah,
yeah, you're
ship
done.
Has sailed,
you're
dude.
Done. Ship Seriously. Is, I'm ship being sailed. Dead serious. I think I'm on the verge of being too old.
What's that, sir? Tell it. Howard Stern got started way earlier than 39.
It doesn't matter, though. I'm saying he's still successful at a late age. Yes, he has a lot of experience to get him to that point. But I'm saying that... Just
Are you saying you're Howard Stern?
Older, no, I wish I was Howard Stern, or at least his bank account. But, no, I just want to... I've always loved the idea of being able to go on the radio and talk. I know I'm a funny guy. Everybody tells me I'm a funny guy.
Oh, God. People who say I know I'm a funny guy aren't funny guys. Like, I'm sorry. I hate to break this to you, but anyone who says I'm a funny guy, there are a million people who would tell you that that guy's not a funny guy.
Well, that's just your opinion of, you know, whatever it is that you... That's a
okay. Hold on one second. Can I just dissect that statement that you made? Because if we're judging your conversational skills or lack thereof,
here we go.
That's
you're gonna pick me apart. Go ahead.
Isn't that what you called for? I mean, you called for my critique.
No, I actually called more for your advice on how to get into
radio.
Right now, I'm a truck driver.
How not? Keep driving, dude. America needs you. You're providing America with commerce, my man.
I hate it.
We can't all do what we love. I would love to bang Christie Brinkley, but it isn't happening now, and it didn't happen back in 1984. What happened?
I said you won't get paid for that.
I wouldn't need to. I'd do it for the love, which is what I was going to recommend to you. Is you don't necessarily
have to bang Christie Brinkley.
This guy.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I would start a podcast.
Yeah, there are a lot of horrible people who aren't fit to work on the radio who have podcasts. You should be one of them. You could get those people that say you're so funny to advocate for you, to pimp you on the web, on Twitter, on wherever, to tell other people how funny you are so that they can go listen to Funny Seth and his funny-ass podcast, which I would recommend as a name because it's catchy. And then there's no reason for you to be on the radio. You know, the future is podcasting for sure.
Well, the whole thing is that
if- I think you're just threatened by the fact that somebody might be funny and I might take your job one day. That I think that's what the real problem is. I know what I should do. I'll go to Orlando, mm-hmm. and I'm going to start my career there or wherever you started at and then work my way up. I just want to know how to get started.
Don't.
Did you go to broadcast school?
Nope. Never
I
had
want
a,
to, though.
No, don't, though. You shouldn't want to. You're no bueno at it.
I am teaching at the Kinetic School of Broadcasting again at the end of August.
I love it.
That is true.
Going to my talk radio seminar. It's 3 classes.
You could attend Seth Kushner's seminar. That is true. He does teach at CSB.
I go off the script.
Does he really?
Yeah, he really does. I did a workshop with him. And by the way, Jen Epstein just tweeted, Drew Garabo and Seth Kush killing people's dreams one phone call at a time.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
You know what I mean? It's just not right. It's for the sake of radio, you guys are killing me, but come on, give me an honest answer here.
My sir, if you think for a moment that I've been disingenuous with you, you are sorely mistaken. I've been nothing but brutally honest with you in that you haven't made me laugh once during your phone call.
Let me ask him a question.
I'm not trying to make you laugh.
You
I'm
should be.
You. All right.
All right, Seth, if you started on our show, you would not be on the air right away because, you know, when SBK comes back and we have Micah, so we already have 5 people, so you'd have to do a lot of off-air work. What unique content could you bring to the table every day that wouldn't necessarily be your voice on the radio?
Well, obviously I'd have to be a do-boy and, you know, whatever paperwork I'd have to file, whatever you guys need me to do. I was a PA for movies and commercials and music videos.
Okay.
So I do have experience on how to get out there and deal with extras or PR work.
We're not looking for do-boys. We can all get our own coffee and water. I'm looking to see what unique content you can bring to the table to elevate our show.
Yeah, we're not looking for someone to take care of the grunt work. We're looking
off
for
the radio?
We're looking for somebody who can bring something to our show that improves it. Micah Rotunda is a perfect example. We don't need her to make omelets for us or to do anything, but what she does is she injects a unique brand of positivity and motivation to our show, albeit with some wrestling lineage thrown in. That's something unique. What unique things, Mr. Truck Driver, do you provide that we could capitalize on Drew Garabo Live?
Well, I'm really good with people. I have a lot of experience.
You're not good with people. I'm a person, and you're not good with me.
I'm a person. I'm good with other people besides you.
Who?
And then
who are
I have
these
lots
people?
Of sales experience.
Sales experience. All right,
we're
go
all
ahead.
Over the place.
Tell you what, sell yourself to me right now. I'm a buyer.
Oh,
I got disposable income. I got discretionary income. You tell me why I should spend my hard-earned income on Mr. Seth, the wannabe radio guy, please.
Despite your opinion of me being funny or not, or intriguing in any way, other people find me to be very, very funny.
You keep mentioning these mythical
and clever
people.
And sharp. I'm very sharp. I'm very clever. I'm very witty. I have a high IQ. And I don't know exactly what you guys are looking for because you already have enough interns. So it doesn't make a difference.
I was just looking
for a position where I can get paid.
Sir,
and then work my way in.
I got it.
We don't have any interns. We have 0 interns. You keep saying we have interns. We have no interns. We don't have interns.
Well, the last time I asked, that's what I was told. That the only way to get into it is if you start off in an internship.
That's not the only way. It's a good way.
Right now it's promotions. I would say you start off with promotions. John started off in promotions. A lot of people that start off there try to get on the air. Or if you're good at sales, start off in sales and try to. Micah Rotunda's in sales now.
Yeah, she started on the air and went to sales. So certainly someone could start in sales and make their way to the radio. This company is very good about promoting from within, especially if you've got a particular talent, albeit you might not have any particular talent other than driving goods throughout the United States of America. And again, the truckers are the backbone of industry in America for sure. But
I started driving back in 2014. I'm only doing it because it's the most money I can make out of everything else that I can do right now. I was in construction before that, and before that I was in sales.
Okay.
And sales is so up and down, and it's not reliable, so that's why I got out of it. But as far as being able to speak to people and being able to relate to people and talk to them on their own level in different situations, I'm fully capable of doing that.
Right.
But I do appreciate your advice, and that is
what advice. I've crapped on your dreams.
You said, no, it's fine. I read.
I like your moxie.
Line.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just place you on hold gently. This one guy wants to say I shouldn't be on the radio, and I want to talk to that gentleman. I'll be right back with you because I encourage people to pursue their dreams, no matter how futile and pointless their dreams might be. So hold on 1 second. Hi, Delbert.
You bother me. You shouldn't be on
That's
the
That's Angelo. Get the hell out of here, you stupid stain on humanity.
John, did you think his name was really Delbert?
You really thought that was a Delbert? I knew within seconds that was Angelo.
Maybe we should get Seth in here to be the new phone screen. Come on.
You really fallen. Seth, how many donuts do you think you could eat in a 24-hour period? Can you house 8 of them? See, that was funny.
Exactly.
All right,
Delbert.
20 minutes.
Listen, why would you want to be on the radio as opposed to starting your own podcast and being your own boss and making your own hours and discerning your own content? Why?
Because doing a podcast, in my opinion, is just joining the other million, you know, people out there trying to do the exact same thing. It doesn't, there's no, I mean, unless you got some serious hook to it, I really don't see any reason to join them. I think joining a successful radio station like 102.5 The Bone that has all these different shows that are successful, I mean, that's definitely a start in the right direction. The podcast, everybody's got a podcast.
Well, you're right about that. He did settle on a point there. But I don't know, man. I got to say, it's really difficult to get into radio. It's more difficult to stay in radio. It's a bitch of a business, man. I don't want to see you, like, pour your heart into radio and then have it crap all over your dreams. It happens to talented people. It might happen to you too. And that was a backhanded way of saying you don't have talent. I'm sorry. But I feel like I had to spell it
out. I don't know. I got a tweet that says this Seth guy promoting himself should be a weekly segment.
How long have you been trying to get into radio?
Sorry, I lost signal for a second there.
It's okay.
How long? Well, I mean, I've been thinking about it since I was a kid, but I've never had the balls, for lack of a better word, to do it. I mean, if I could go back in time, I definitely would start off, you know, in my 20s as an intern and work my way up.
Well, we can't go back in
now,
time.
Right. But exactly. But, you know, I've had inspiration here and there. And one of the most recent inspirations that I watched was Jim Carrey. And he said that his father always wanted to be a comedian, but he couldn't pay the bills doing that. So he settled on being, I can't remember what the position was, but it wasn't doing what he wanted to do. And he said, if you're going to fail at something in life, you might as well fail at something that you actually want to do. So
that's true. So you'd rather give up the somewhat regular pay of truck driving and mortgage it all and your entire... Do you have kids?
2 kids.
Don't. Please. On behalf of your children. How old are they?
Joshua is 5 and Abigail is 3.
My God, man. For the love of God, don't even think about getting into radio. It, for every chump like me who gets a couple of lucky breaks and then figures out along the way how to deal with people and how to create a show that people might want to listen to. For every guy like me, probably, I don't know, 50,000 people in radio who would love to have a job in the afternoon on an FM talk radio station. It takes an immense amount of good fortune and luck, little bit of talent, a lot of drive, some determination, and some lucky breaks. If it's all you want to do, man, do that podcast.
That or comedy. That or comedy.
You're not going to be a comedian. I mean let's be honest here. Unless you're giving me your Z material on purpose. All right, tell you what. I'll walk that back a little bit. Give me a couple opportunities to laugh at you. Like, you know, if you want to be a comedian, you probably hashed out a couple of bits here and there.
Anything funny about your kids?
I could.
Yeah, what do you think about being a parent? What's funny about being a parent?
Well, one of my kids has autism, so a lot of things she does is hilarious, but specifically, I'm trying to get to my phone here so I can look at the notes. I do have a few things.
That's good. He's got notes.
So wait a minute.
I've got notes.
Just so you're mining material from your autistic daughter, just so we're on the same page. That's
No.
Hope he doesn't use the R word.
You're specifically saying my daughter.
You said that.
Let's see here.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm driving while I'm trying to talk to you. So.
There we go.
Yeah.
You have anything on top of your head?
I don't want to sacrifice
airplane food. What's up with that? Hey, those pay-per-views in hotels. What's up with those movies costing $25.95?
Here's the thing. If I'm a truck driver and I'm by myself all the time, then I don't really have a lot of clever and witty things to go back and forth with other people on a daily basis like yourself. Well, you're in a zone. Every day, this is your job. When you go home, you watch TV, you look in the paper, or whatever you do to get some kind of source of material to talk about the next day on the radio.
Sure.
So this is your thing. So you're always in a zone to think funny. When you're a comedian, you do the exact same thing. I'm not in that zone. I'm driving a truck all day. Yes, I have a lot of time to myself. But at the same time, I don't have a lot of camaraderie with anybody but myself, so I can't test out, you know, anything I'm saying to anybody, whether it's funny or not.
I got you. That's why you think you're so funny, because you run it by yourself. You're like, hey, me and my funny. God, I am funny. I'm on.
No. All my family and friends, since I was a little kid, has always said.
Family has to. Yes, Seth, what you got?
Joey from Bone TV tweeted, Alan Rickman was a graphic designer until he was 39 and then decided to try acting.
So there you go. Try acting.
I don't really want to be an actor. I just want to make people laugh. And I feel like being a comedian or being on the radio is definitely. I'm not going to stop. Good. I know you're saying this, that, and the next thing about what you think about me, and that's fine.
Everybody has
the right to their opinion. I'm just saying that I would love to do it. I was hoping for some advice.
I've given you advice. You just don't like the advice that I have to give. Go ahead, John. Seth, be quiet. John?
What about clown school? That's very popular down in Sarasota. You could live your dream of making people laugh with something a little more realistic.
What's the school again?
It's clown school down in Sarasota, I believe.
Yeah, they're the circus clowns.
I thought they closed that down, but I'm not Steve-O. I don't want to go on a trapeze. I'd rather...
Steve-O.
I'm more of a...
I didn't know Steve-O went to clown school.
Yeah, you should listen to the Mike Calta show every now and again.
Well, I did. I heard about his injuries. I just didn't hear the part about clown school.
Well, it goes way back. Many interviews before.
I tell you, Mike, I went to clown school. That's really crazy, bro.
Is that Pharrell on the bench or Steve-O?
Shake it up.
I really appreciate all this airtime.
Okay, you shouldn't have it. By the way, this is the longest you'll ever be on the radio. So I hope you've enjoyed it. Start your own podcast, dude. I'm telling you, I know you're averse to the podcast world, but as Kyle WOTB just tweeted me, if this guy does a podcast and does it well, people will listen. He just doesn't want to work for it. Put a podcast out there that separates yourself from every other podcast in the podcast world, and boom, then you make some money. Other than that, people are begging me to let you go. They are not dying for you to be on the radio. They are dying for you to be off the radio. So, good luck, my man. Good luck.
Can I ask one last thing? Just one last thing. Can you guys give me a nickname so when I call back, you could recognize who I am?
Yes, this is Seth, the long-winded and annoying no-talent prick who wants to be on the radio. And that'll
I can't remember all that.
That's your problem, pal. Not mine.
He did a good job of hanging in there with you.
I guess. Stasisaurus, there's some potential for an excuse for failed achievements podcast.
I would settle for a weekly phone call with him.
Weekly? You want to hear from that guy every week?
I'm sorry, monthly.
Thank you. Much better. Because, you know. Yeah. Nobody. Oh, we got some consumer feedback for Seth. Go ahead, Freako.
Well, what's going on, guys? First of all, I love you. Missed you guys over the last week. I couldn't listen in the morning. But funny Seth, let me tell you. Everyone has dreams, but some people, you know, just can't follow them because they suck. And that's okay. I mean, honestly, I don't want to hear weekly feedback or weekly like updates from him. I'd rather hear from, what's that lady, Christine Details?
No,
bite your tongue, Freako. Yeah. Come on.
But, yeah, anyways, no, I don't want to hear from him again.
All right. Well, you know.
What if he's cute, Freako?
He's relentless. He's going to call back. What's up, Soup?
Hi. I really want to gong him like four times.
Does that mean bang?
Like gong. No, like the gong show. Does that mean Chuck Barris?
Like the kids are saying bang now? Like I want to gong the hell out of that guy? Let him gong me from behind?
No. Like gong him off the stage. Get him the heck off the radio.
Get him off on the radio. Got you. Thank you for your opinion, my dear. I didn't know you found him so desirable, but I appreciate that. 727-579-1025. Tom, what's up?
Man, I just had to say something. I am just so sick of people looking for a handout. The guy said it six times that I just want to do something that's easy, make the money. I mean, he needs to be punching a clock, driving a truck, or, you know, bagging some groceries or something. Anything other than, I mean, he doesn't bring anything to the table. He doesn't bring anything to life. My God, the guy just wants a free ride.
Look, they could have said the same thing about me before I started radio. I didn't know what I brought to the table. You learn these things. You adapt. You get skills.
Well, you get in here with us, and then, you know, we'll help you.
Yeah, we'll mold you.
Find yourself.
Sure, I could place you in another market like Las Vegas, Nevada, like Chicago, Illinois.
What?
I'm a kingmaker.
Is that?
Oh, yeah. My people, the Drew Garabo tree, you said it yourself, the Drew Garabo talent tree has blossomed many a fruit.
Yeah. Was I being sarcastic?
I mean, we've placed Kayla in Las Vegas, without my knowledge, and Nikki up in Chicago.
We did help Nikki.
Dick Rains out there in San Diego.
Yeah.
Out of radio.
Yeah. He's a server, though, so.
Yeah, he's loving life.
Yeah.
I helped kill his radio dream.
How come there's no Drew Garabo talent tree before, you know?
Oh, my people, I helped launch the A Mediocre Time podcast with Dan and Tom and Dan. You know, my old producer, Mandy, is working AM conservative radio somewhere in St. Louis or something.
I have to know if you're taking credit for Nikki because I updated my LinkedIn this morning and said that I placed her in Chicago. So I have to change that. If you take credit for Kayla, I'll take credit for Nikki. And I take credit for Danielle on Magic also.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I don't need my LinkedIn yet.
You've got Savannah and you've got Kayla.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Yeah.
By the way, the Conor McGregor thing that I said before the break, the dude, right before he became a star in his UFC fight, collected a $235 welfare check.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Went from collecting a check from the Irish government for $235 to booking a flight to Oslo and fighting in his first UFC fight in 2013. Knocked out Marcus Brimage in 67 seconds, and now he's fighting for millions of dollars.
Yeah, because he never wanted to go back to probably getting a handout.
Right.
And now he's going to get $100 million for this?
Yeah.
Good for him.
And not to mention, he's now, this whole event is in association with, you know, McGregor Promotions. So he is actually has a company that's promoting the fight now. He's not just a fighter. He's an entity.
Went from welfare to unbelievable millionaire in the span of a few days.
I feel like throughout this process, I'm going to end up rooting for McGregor, but I still I feel like Floyd's going to win.
I felt the same way when I saw his suit yesterday. He has a suit that is pinstriped, except the pinstripes spell out F-U.
I did not notice that until Phoebe pointed it out. I looked, because there was a picture, somebody said, look at his suit, and I go, okay, it's a suit.
Pinstripe suit, big deal. Except it says F-U on it,
That's awesome.
It doesn't just say the F.
He might be racist, though.
Well.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Can we maybe do an impromptu It's Okay, It's Not Okay next with that?
Yeah.
Since we're talking about Conor anyway, because he said something.
He's Irish. Maybe they don't know.
I think they know.
Yeah.
He said something that could have racial undertones and overtones, and he said it to Floyd yesterday, and next I think we'll decide if that's okay or not okay. But first I'll tell you about my guys over at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC. Nothing beats a truck or an SUV from Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC. And this month, they're going to drop $1,000 in accessories on you when you buy or your lease. You drive that new vehicle off the lot, you're going to choose from running boards, toolboxes, window tint, off-road mats, whatever they stock, you'll get an extra $1,000 to spend on accessories. They got the best-looking trucks on the road from the best dealership in town. Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, or sunsetgm.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. GMC, we are professional grade. For complete details, call 844-252-1902. Up to $1,000 in GM accessories on select vehicles. Must qualify for all applicable manufacturer incentives. Must have qualifying lease and household. Residency restrictions apply with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, and $5.99 dealer fee. See dealer for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.